Well, friends, we've come to the end, or the last session, the last lesson of our Life Essentials Spiritual Growth Bible Study. I hope in the first five sessions, you've gotten a great foundation upon which to build for your spiritual development and your spiritual growth. What's the goal of all this? Where are we going? The goal is maturity, adulthood. You know when a child has become an adult, when they can consistently make responsible decisions on their own. Your adulthood will be tied to your decision making. In fact, it goes through stages. The first stage is childhood. Childhood is that time when you're not equipped to go out on your own. You're not equipped to take care of yourself. You're not equipped to take care of anybody else. In fact, you need a whole bunch of folk taking care of you. So you're in this learning mode. Childhood isn't bad. It's absolutely necessary because you need to learn the critical things that need to be operating in your life. But then you come to adolescent Christianity, and that's where you're in the battle. Teenagers are in the battle, aren't they? You remember when you were a teenager, you have teenagers, you know teenagers, and they're in the battle. That's because they're in between. We call them tweeners. They're in between childhood and adulthood. They want the freedom and independence of adulthood, but they still have too much kid in them to become an adult. In other words, they want to be an adult, but they want you to pay the bills. They want to be an adult, but they want you to prepare the meals. They want to be an adult, but you need to put gas in the car. So they can't go out on their own yet, but they want to be on their own, and that creates conflict. At the same time, it's that time of great temptation when the world is pulling at them, the friends are pulling at them, the peers are pulling at them, the media is pulling at them, social media is pulling at them, and so they're torn. That's why when John, 1 John, talks about the adolescent teenage years, he calls them youth, it says that you're in a battle. You're fighting with the devil. You're fighting with the world. And so that fight comes. It comes. And the reality is sometimes you lose that fight, but you need to be in the fight. But then the ultimate goal is adulthood, or what he calls fathers. He says you become fathers because you've known him from the beginning. That is, throughout all of this childhood and youth time, you've been growing in your intimacy with the Lord. That's more than knowledge about the Lord. That is, you're taking the struggles to the Lord. You're working in the battle with the Lord. You are using these opportunities of stress and strife and struggle and victories and even defeats to grow closer to the Lord. And that will grow you to parenthood. How do you know when you've reached maturity? You know you've reached maturity when you're making consistent decisions that honor God, when you are obeying Him with joy, and when you're helping others to do the same, because he calls a mature Christian a father. Well, the only way you become a father is you got kids. Other people are benefiting from your walk with God. If you're the only one benefiting from your walk with God, you have not matured yet. You've only matured when parenting is beginning to take place in your spiritual life. So who's following you as you follow Christ? That says that you have matured to a place of spiritual adulthood. And I hope that you will take everything you've learned in this study and that you will transfer it to someone else, because you grow by transferring. So if you want to speed up your own maturity process, transfer what you're learning along the way. It'll speed up your destination to spiritual maturity and spiritual adulthood. This has been an exciting study to be with you on, to join you in, and to experience alongside of you. May God bless you as you grow in your spiritual maturity through the application of Life Essentials, and as you help others to do the same. To help you go further and even deeper in your study of spiritual growth, we have a book called Life Essentials. This will be a great tool to bring alongside of the Bible study to help you go further and take you in more detail on the subjects that we've covered and even some we haven't covered. So you can contact us here at the Urban Alternative to get your copy of Life Essentials.